the fast-paced events in the Middle East, and what the Bible has to say. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Syria is center stage in the current Middle East unrest. It's also the focus of best-selling author Joel Rosenberg's latest novel called Damascus Countdown. We talked with Joel about the differences between the headlines in his books, but more importantly, what the Bible says about events of the end times and the fascination so many of us rightly have with it.
Is the time coming for a power confrontation where evil is, where God's judgment says enough? And maybe I guess that that's part of the end times. But give us some perspective. I mean, what's the direction that our world is heading?
Well, you know, the Bible talks about a season of time called the last days. This is a period that will build up to what's called the day of the Lord. That's a Bible term that means that's the actual, literal, physical day when the Lord Jesus Christ will literally, actually, physically return to earth, touching down on the Mount of Olives, splitting that mountain in half, and then destroying the enemies of God and the enemies of Israel and establishing a thousand-year reign over the entire earth from Jerusalem. That's what the Bible says. And what the Bible also says is that while Christ was not going to give us exact timing, you know, no one knows the day or the hour when these things will happen, but the Bible does give us a list of signs, things that would happen that would be indicators that we're getting close, that the season of Christ's return is rapidly approaching. And you look at those signs in the New Testament, in the Old Testament, from Matthew chapter 24, from Luke chapter 21, from Mark chapter 13, as well as in Revelation, as well as the apostles and the prophets. You look at that, and the list is quite compelling because it feels so much like it's ripped out of today's headlines. Wars, rumors of wars, revolutions, natural disasters, financial disasters, persecution of the Christians, betrayal, as people are betraying one another, people's love growing cold for one another. Those are sort of the general signs that we'll be watching. Then the most important sign that the Bible speaks of that will be an indicator that we're getting close to the return of Christ is the rebirth of the state of Israel and the regathering of scattered Jews from all over the world back to the Holy Land, where they rebuild the ancient ruins and they make the deserts bloom and they have a country again. Those prophecies, specifically found in Ezekiel chapters 36 and 37, but found elsewhere also, those prophecies have come true in our lifetime. And that's why I find that wherever I travel, people want to talk about prophecy.